Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the third chapter of Hilchos Tanios. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss exactly how we set days of fasting because of a lack of rain. Halacha Aleph. Harei shelo yardu lahem geshamim kol ikar mitchilas yimos geshamim. If a Jewish community has not had rainfall at all since the beginning of the rainy season, imegiya shivasar b'mar cheshvan lo yardu geshamim, if it already reached the point where it's the 17th day of the month of Mar Cheshvan and no rain has still fallen, so then, uniquely, the Talmidei Chachamim, the sages of the community, begin to fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Now, one shouldn't think that this only relates to the elite class of Talmidei Chachamim. Anybody who's an aspiring Talmud Chacham, somebody who's a student of the Torah, is able to fast in this regard. If, however, it's continued, and the drought has gone to Rosh Chodesh Kislev now, the Rosh Chodesh of the next month, and still no rain has fallen, based in Gozer and Shalosh Tanios al Tzibor, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. In this case, based in will declare that there is a fast day now for the whole community, with a Monday, Thursday, and Monday. On such a fast day, one is allowed to eat on the night of, meaning to say, Sunday night, as we would call it, which is the beginning of Monday, really, one can still eat and drink. As for the Kohanim, who are currently serving in the Beis HaMikdash on that given week, they don't fast because they are so involved in the special service that they perform in the Beis HaMikdash that they don't need to fast. And as for everybody else, they enter into the shuls, and they daven, and they call out to Hashem, they scream out, just as they do on any other fast day. Halacha Gimel. Avru Elu Lo Nanu. If, however, these fast days pass and they still haven't been answered, there still is no rain, based in Gozer and Shalosh Tanios Acheros Al Tzibor, Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni. So then based in next three more fast days. Again, a Monday, Thursday, and Monday. V'Shalosh Elu Ochlim V'Shosin Mibod Yom Kimosh Ozen B'Tzom Kippur. With regards to these three, you are not allowed to eat once it's already nightfall, and you can only eat while it's still day, just like by Yom Kippur. V'Anche Mishmar Mis'anen Mikdash Yom V'Lo Mashlimim. As for those who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash that week, they fast a little bit, part of the day, but they don't complete the whole fast. As for those that are serving that particular day of the Mishmar, where there were 24 groups who would take turns each week, it would be a new group of the 24. So every family of the Kohanim would serve roughly 2 weeks of a year. They were also divided up into six smaller categories called Batei Avos, one for each day of the week. And the people of that particular day, let's say for that Monday, those who were involved in the avoda on that day, lo yumis anem kol ikar, they wouldn't fast at all. V'chol tainis she'ochlin v'mibod yom, and any fast day where you're allowed to eat only while it's still day, before it turns night, im achal pasak v'gamar shelo le'achol, eino chozer v'ochel, aval pi she'yesh hos b'yom. If he had been eating during the day before and then finished eating and made up his mind that he wasn't going to eat any longer, he essentially began the fast in that way, then even though there's still time left in the day, he's not allowed to go back and continue to eat. Halacha Dalet. B'shalosh Tanios Elu, Kol HaMasurim Ba'Asiyas Melacha, B'Yom, U'Mutarim B'Laila. On these three fast days, this next level of Monday, Thursday, Monday, the entire community is forbidden to do work during the day, but they're allowed to at night. V'Asurim Berchitzas Kol HaGuf B'Chamin, it's also forbidden for them to wash their entire body with hot water, but they can wash their hands or their feet or their face. Therefore, in accordance with this, they close all the bathhouses. It's also forbidden for a person to anoint oneself. But if it's to remove a terrible smell and odor, some grossness which is on one's body, then it is permitted. It's also forbidden to have marital relations. It's also forbidden for one to wear shoes in the city, but if one is out on the road, it's permitted to wear shoes. And on these three fast days as well, we gather together in the shuls, and we call out to Hashem, we cry out just like on the other fast days. Halacha hey, avru elu v'lo nanu. If these three pass as well, and still the Bnei Yisrael are not answered, based in Gozerin Sheva Tanios Acheros al Tzibor, Sheni v'chamishi, v'sheni v'chamishi, v'sheni v'chamishi, v'sheni. So at that point, Beis Din declares seven fast days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, and a Monday. Uve'elu hasheva bilvad ebaros menikos misanos. And specifically with regards to these seven fast days, unlike the previous ones, that pregnant and nursing women will fast. Al b'shara tanios ain't ebaros menikos misanos. But with regards to all the other fast days, a pregnant or nursing woman will not fast. Va'afal pish ain't un misanos. And even though these women won't be fasting on those other fast days, ain't ma'angos atzman besafnugim. Nonetheless, they don't indulge in various types of pleasures and delicacies. Instead, they eat and drink as much as they need in order to maintain their pregnancy and maintain their baby if they're nursing. On these seven fast days, those people who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash for that week, the Anshei Mishmar, they also fast and they also complete their fast. Those people that are serving in the Beis HaMikdash, those Kohanim on that particular day, so they fast for part of the day, but they don't complete the fast. And anything which was forbidden, with regards to wearing shoes or marital relations or the like, that were forbidden during those three middle ones are also forbidden in these last seven ones. And more than that, there's additional levels of severity to these particular fast days, that specifically on these last seven, that's when we blow the trumpets and pray in the city square. And they bring out an elderly sage who will rebuke the people, who will admonish them so that they should do tshuva. And they add six blessings to the morning and afternoon prayers, so that way each Shemone Esrei has 24 blessings. Noal and Esachanuyos, they lock up the shops. Vasheni matin leis erev uposlin Esachanuyos. However, on Monday they leave the doors a little bit open towards the evening, so that way they can be open for business. Avachamishi posin kol yom b'mnei kavod Shabbos. However, with regards to Thursday, they keep it open all day long, so that way people can be properly prepared and dignify Shabbos in the appropriate fashion. If the shop has two doors, you open one and close the other one. If the store has an area in front of it where they would display their goods, so they can open it in the normal fashion on Thursday without any concerns. If these last seven pass, and they still haven't been answered, so at that stage, we now minimize our marketplace activities and building things which are simply there for joy, such as if somebody builds some sort of decorative pattern on ceiling and walls, and similarly planting that might be done which is also associated with happiness, such as planting hadasim, myrtle trees, and setting up different types of tents. And also we limit the first stage and second stage of marriage, kiddushin and nisuin respectively, unless we're dealing with somebody who has not yet had the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of piruvu, to have children. And anybody who's already fulfilled the mitzvah of piruvu, well, granted, already has fulfilled children with the accordance of the halacha, so then it's forbidden for them to have marital relations in these years of famine. And we limit the greetings between one person and the next. And with regards to Talmidei Chachamim, they don't greet one another except they act as if they've been excommunicated, they've been distanced from Hashem. But if somebody who is ignorant wishes them well, he greets them. So then they respond with a soft way of speaking and in a very solemn tone. Now, going back to limiting these fast days to the sages, to the Talmidei Chachamim, so they alone continue to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday until the end of Nisan, until we hit the spring equinox. But the rest of the people do not. Because on the communal level, we don't declare more than these 13 fast days which have been elaborated upon. And with regards to those extra fast days, which the Talmidei Chachamim, the individuals, the unique people are having after those first 13. So then these are lesser level fast days once again, and it's permitted to eat at night, and it's permitted to do malacha, to do work, and to wash themselves, anoint themselves, and have marital relations, and wear shoes, just like any other fast day. Mafsik and the Rashi Chadash and Mupurim. And they stop their fasting if it ever falls out on Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of a new month, or on Purim. Yatza Nisan Shel Tekufa, Vu Keshe Gia HaShemesh Tchilas Mazel Shor, Eim Es Anim. If the month of Nisan, with regards to the spring season, passes, and the sun has entered into the Mazel of the Shor, that particular constellation, so then we don't fast any longer. She'ena Shaman B'sman HaZeh El Siman Klala, because at that stage, rain, if it were to fall, is a negative sign, is a curse. Ho'av lo yardu kol ikar mitzilas Hashana, since it hadn't fallen at all at this point from the beginning of the year. Halach Yod. When is this true? Be'eretz Yisrael v'chol ha'domen la. With regards to all the standards just mentioned, that relates to a land like the land of Israel and the Jewish community there, and all that's similar to it. Av makom she'onas ha'gesham shelhen kodem yudzayin v'mar cheshvan. O achars man zeh. With regards to other places where their rainy season is either before the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan or after it, so if their time, their rainy season has come, and rain has not fallen, so then the individuals will fast on a Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And they stop their fasting if it lands out on a Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of a new month, or on Chanukah, or on Purim. And then they delay after that roughly 7 days. If rain still hasn't fallen, so then Beis Din will begin to enact those 13 fast days in the same fashion that was outlined with regards to Eretz Yisrael and the days listed above. Halachah Yud Aleph, the final halach in the parak. Kol tanios shegozer natzibur b'chutz laaretz, ochlim b'hem b'layla, v'nehem k'din shara tanios. With regards to all the fast days which are declared by Beis Din on the community outside of the land of Israel, one is allowed to eat at night, and their halachos are going to be the same as the other fast days. Because we only declare a fast day on the community which has the status of a day like Yom Kippur, in the sense that it is forbidden to eat already from the night before, and the other halachos outlined above, in the land of Israel, and if it's because of a lack of rain. And that also specifically refers to those last 10 fasts of the 13. It's the middle series of the 3 and the final series of the 7. Have a wonderful day.